We're going to break up into small groups. So we're going to start with David and count up to seven.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So let's create seven groups. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Thank you. So we're going to, with our first round, everybody in the circle will have a chance to address this question. Share something with the group about an experience you've had of being in a shrine, or what's the best way to say that? An experience of a shrine. And we are going to take we'll take 15 minutes, so you each have enough time. Talk about a time you had an experience of a shrine and what that experience was like for you. Anything more?
15 total.
All right, I'm decreasing that to 10 minutes per group. So everybody gets about 2.5 minutes. 10 minutes per group, so begin. Thank you. So we're going to go on to another question. The second question is, how might Sunrise Ranch be developed as a shrine or a holy place? And in what way can you participate in making that happen? How might Sunrise Ranch be develop into a shrine or a holy place? A temple is a word someone in my group was using. And what might you do to manifest that and magnify it? So we'll take 10 minutes and see where we're at after 10 minutes. So we have a third question to consider, and we'll take 10 minutes for this one. It's, what is a way in which we can serve each other best in this community to magnify the experience of this being a holy home? What is a way we can serve each other and serve in this community to magnify this being a holy home? So begin. Thank you. Let's bring your groups to a close and let's create one large circle. So for the remainder of our time, I think we have an opportunity to allow what happens as in the conclusion of this hour as a way of building and magnifying the sacred place that we touched on in those three questions. And if there is something that profoundly struck you that you feel would be useful to share, that doesn't have to be profound, but something you'd like to share into the circle, we will use this mic. And again, it is the person who's holding the mic. It's their perception who to hand the mic to based on raising your hand. So no short stopping or grabbing the mic from the other person. So is there anyone who'd like to start?
Well, on the first question about a shrine, I immediately thought of my own apartment. I seek to maintain that as a sacred space. And I realize that the apartment that I'm in, the space that I'm in, was here on Sunrise Ranch clear back in 1945 when we purchased the property. It was, I guess, the original classroom building. And Yolanda consecrated that space by holding classes in there. And so I have sought to maintain that as a sacred space. And I have kind of a little altar in there, you might say, a picture of my parents on their 50th wedding anniversary. And I still honor their spirits. I pause to be with them every day and every night. And it's such a beautiful space. Before I moved in 12 years ago, all new carpets were put in, all new light fixtures, a totally new paint job. And I have sought to maintain a meticulous atmosphere in that space. And even on the outside, I have allowed trees to grow, which maintain, as in my thinking, kind of a hedge around that space. And I'm doing my part, as I mentioned in our group, to combat global warming at the same time. So I am doing everything that I can to maintain a sacred space, a holy atmosphere, a shrine in my apartment. And I'm sure all of you do something of the same thing with the space where you live.
Thanks, Jerry. We had a lot of really great answers to all the questions in our discussion group. And one of the things that's come up was that, you know, we hold a lot of personal responsibility because a sacred space becomes so by the energy that's brought into it, the sacredness and the intention and the expressions. And Oren brought something really great where he was mentioning attunement and sanctification as two very available anytime things we can do anytime we're in a space, anytime we're doing anything, just to like recognize and sanctify the space and then bring our, let something move through us that is of a sacred nature, just increases the revelation of sacredness that's already there. And then also I was using the words remembering and reminding. You know, like we already are a shrine and we're all already divine beings. And sometimes we forget and we just have to remind ourselves, you know, whatever that takes to come back into that awareness and the consciousness of remembering what's most real. And then as we come into a greater remembrance of that inside of ourselves, we get to be a greater reminder of that for others, for their remembering. And so just how much power and availability, you know, each one of us has to accentuate the expression and revelation of holiness and shrineness that's already there.
Thank you. Yes, I kind of said something similar in our group that, you know, when I first moved here, I found myself getting caught up in old patterns of out there, of, you know, kind of some of the focusing on things that are more negative and, you know, not the highest of talk and maybe some gossip and, you know, just old ways. And then I was continuing to see how that would create old patterns of back to like where I was, but that's not what I want here. I moved here for something different, something higher. And so it was a phenomenal reminder that the, like the motto I've been trying to live by this year is be the change you want to see in the world. You know, so if I'm wanting something different in my existence, it needs to start with me, period, end of story. And it's been a great reminder of that. And I'm loving this topic coming up over the last couple of weeks because it's been a really great reflection on how can I show up differently. And I also know I have a tendency to be a little too focused and business oriented. right? When I come to talk to somebody, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh, hi, nice to see you too, Heather. Hey, how are you doing? Oh, right. Hi, thanks. You know, slowing me down. I'm in community. You're a person, not a thing to get done, accomplished, a check mark. You know, so just to slow down and be the change I want to see in the world. And that's going to help shift energy everywhere.
As we were talking about all this, one of the things that I've realized and I want to take more responsibility for is to, in my day-to-day vernacular, in my day-to-day language, talk about Sunrise Ranch as what it is. It's a shrine. It's sacred. So I really appreciate the topics, this topic for this evening. But it can't just stop here. It needs to be part of how we are relating to this beautiful place. It needs to be how we talk about it and how we understand it and how we relate to this beautiful place. And one of the ways that we do that is in our language and how we choose to talk about and articulate and voice our experience of this place. And I hope that tonight starts a conversation, but it doesn't end here.
I was reminded sitting here when we all started sharing together, when one of the things that came up on our group was the shrine to us was like a moment. That moment when you look at someone and you know who they are and you know who you are, and that sacred moment of remembering the presence, the light, the wonderful one within, the sun, that moment is sacred. And that can happen anywhere. It doesn't have to be a physical space. It can be in an office. It can be when you pass somebody in the hall. That moment becomes like a shrine. And my intention is that those moments grow so that each of us become that in every moment. So everything becomes a shrine. So you don't have to go to all kinds of different places and things to create a shrine here. We just become the shrine. It becomes the way we are and who we are. And in that, one of my experiences on the ranch, especially when I first got here and even in now on a whole new level, there is an energy here. There is a sacred crystal city. There is this higher frequency here that's calling us to bring it into manifestation. And as we act and think and feel in a higher, more loving, compassionate, kind way, we're inviting that energy in. And it's waiting for us to magnify it. Just sitting there waiting, like, oh, we're here, we're here, we're here. There's beings of light. There's this city. There's these frequencies that want to come down and envelop this whole physical space and become who we are. And my intention is to just focus on that more than on what's broken here, what isn't working, what is of the lower frequency, the gossip, the whatever, the judgment, because that's what I came here for. I didn't come here to get caught up in all the stories, but that's what's really calling me, and it's here and it's waiting, and it's wonderful. So.
That was amazing. What's become very, very clear to me recently is any time, even if for a moment I forget I'm a living temple for like the energy that it created everything, I stop seeing you as a temple. I stop seeing this earth as a temple. I stop acting like a temple keeper. And it's like this domino effect that happens. And I'm pretty sure it happens to everyone. Maybe I'm the only one, but what I know and see is that every time I honor this temple and pull in huge amounts of energy to fuel this temple, there's excess. And that excess always goes out into the world. And if we're all pulling in that energy into our temple, it's like a light bright. You put enough pegs in and the whole thing lights up. And we're being called to create like a mass temple together.
Thank you, Bex. Thank you all.
it was clear in the group I was in how even the naming of Sunrise Ranch as a shrine can be a limiting word for a person because they don't know necessarily, they don't use the word shrine. So finding a word that represents the highest vibration that's possible here, or the sacredness of the manifestation of the intention of this place, or the beings who are here for the restoration. Finding the language is important for you, but it's the vibrational experience that is what we're interested in sharing. And someone in our group started out by saying, the way Soma said it was like, the first thing that came to me is what I shouldn't do if I want to magnify this place as a shrine. And for me, the things that came to me is not judging how another person is in their world, but also holding the vibration of the highest so that the holy ones have a place to rest their head. That there is a safe place for the Spirit of God on earth. And sometimes people have thought of safety meaning anything goes, and this is how my spirituality is, just deal with it. I don't think we're talking about that kind of safety. We're talking about the safety for the sacred and fine things of holiness. And I'm delighted to be of service to my fellow temple guardians and to be available in service to the one I serve in the invisible. I know the word shrine to me is very familiar, but a holy temple, a sacred place for sacred things, a high vibrational field that protects the sacred. We can all find words for what this is about, so that there is a place for the fire and the light to be held and shared. So thanks for the way you and your small groups considered that, and thank you for holding this evening with me and all those who want to do this together. Thank you, and good night.